Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus for Rabbi and Rabbi Marasi Sheyechio, Lerafuas, Tamar Bas, Lea Miriam, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Lem, or Daber al Kolandas B'nei Sov, Amarta Lem, Yish Imo V'Aviv Tiro, V'Shab Seisei Tishmoiru, Ani Hashem, Elekeichem. Rashi says that there's a smichus here of Shemir Shabbos to fearing one's parents to tell you that even though I warn you about fearing your parents, if they tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, don't listen. That's why we juxtapose Shabbos to fearing your parents. Why do you need a pasuk that if your parent tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't listen? So if your father tells you to Mechal Shabbos, he's a Rasha. And we Paskin, we've been talking about this a lot recently in our Shiurim, that the tour anyway, Paskins and many others, that if your father's a Rasha, you're Pater from Kibbutz Avein. So it's Pasha that if he tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you don't have to listen. Your Pater Alts Kibbutz Avein. So this is discussed by the Samar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel in page Kufnun Ches, others. So we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Maharat Tav, Sefer Maharat Tav and Parshas Kedoshim. So in Mesechus Pesachim it says, Ach bi yom arishin tashbisu sor mi bateichem. Mayor of Yom Tov Enel Miyom Tov Atzmoit Rabbi Kiva Omer Reksiv Kol Malacha Leisasu Umutzil Avroshi of Malacha. So the Torah tells us to destroy chametz on the first day. What does it mean, first day? Is it Gantav itself? Rabbi Kiva says it can't be because Havar is an Av Malacha, and therefore you're not allowed to burn chametz. So it must be talking about Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi says we learn from Rabbi Akiva three things. One is that Bir Chametz is Besreifa, because that's what he assumes, it's Besreifa and it can't be done on Yom Tov. And we also learn that Havara L'chalek Yatzas. He said Havara is an Av Malacha, so that means that Havara L'chalek Yatzas, we have a Machlokas, was Havara separate, singled out by the Torah to tell you that it's a Lav, or to tell you that you're Chayiv for each and every Malacha separately. So this obviously holds that it's not a Lav, and that's telling you, it's singled out to tell you Chayav each Malacha separately, because he says Havara is an Av Malacha. So that's the second Shema Mina of Rava. And the third Shema Mina is Lar Min and Hol Vutra Avor Litzarech, which Anam Shelo Litzarech. We don't say that since Havara is Mutter Litzarech, Havara is also Mutter Shelo Litzarech. And Memela must be talking about an Erev Yantif. In other words, we don't say that since it's mutter for cooking, it's also mutter to burn the chametz. So when it says to burn the chametz, it must be talking about Erev Yantif. Ad kan migdivei ha-gemore b'meseches psochim. The Gaon Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis in his Tshuva Beis Yitzchak Yeridech, Chelek Aleph, Siman and Zayin, Ozbeis. I love learning Shtiklech from the Beis Yitzchak. I also love his name, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis. He was one of the great Gaonim of Galicia. And I see in one of the Batei Medrash of my neighbor, they have the Sefer on a low shelf because they're just gathering dust. I've never actually seen anybody crack it open. Maybe they have. But it's Mamash Chaval, Chaval, Chaval. So the Beis Yitzchak asks, Amikeven de Havara zu utzorich mitzveh, since this Havara is for the sake of a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah Shbasas Chometz? So it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, because that's what the Rashba says in Shabbos 94a, that Litzarech Mitzvah Shaft Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So it's Litzarech Mitzvah, that make turns it into a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Because you don't need it for the Gufa Malacha, for the actual purpose of the Malacha. You need it for a different purpose, for the mitzvah. So the Tzarech Mitzvah is Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. And therefore he's Pater. So why is this Havara Asar on Yom Tov? The answer there, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Shabbos, Lamed Amad Aleph, so Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa Chayev. However, if so, Rabbi should have said another Shema Mina. Shema Mina Rabbi Kiva Arba. Shema Mina Rabbi Kiva Arba. What's the Arba? That Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayiv. It's another Gevaldike Shema Mina. So Marenu v'Rabbeinu Moreinu Agon Agadol Muflav Amuflag Rabbi Ben Zion Akoyin Kan and the Avnei Tzion. In the third volume, we've learned Shtiklach from the Avnei Tzion. It's just mamish, half flavor fellow that sefer. In the third volume, at the end of Siman Lamed Zayin, he discusses this. Al Koponim, thus is Unzil's Kashi. Kashi is, it's mutter. Frekta Beis Yitzchak, it's mutter. Because it's Melacha, it's Alpid Minyan Torah. Because Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Letzarech Mitzvah Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And you can't say that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Aser. Because then Rabbi Avinu Rabbah should have said, Shema Rabbi Kiva Arba, not to us. So we could be Miyashev as follows. We're being Miyashev Rashi. Because we had a Kasha on Rashi, which was, why do you have to listen to your, what's the having mean to listen to your father? He tells you Michal Shab is a Rashi, I don't think Michal the father is a Rashi. So the Kli Chemda in Parashas Kedoshim explains the Svar of the Rajba, who says that Malacha dan l'tzarech mitzvah, Malacha shein tzarech l'gufa, because we paskin mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. And therefore, it's not a Malacha tzarech l'gufa. You can't be that you need it for the Malacha, that you want to benefit from the Malacha, because you're not allowed to benefit from the Malacha. Asa lehanas me'asa Malacha. We pask in Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna. Since Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna, you're not getting Hana from the Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna. Doesn't mean it's usher to get Hana, but it means you're not getting, it's not considered Hana. Therefore, it's not considered a Malacha Tzricha Legufa. You can't say I need it for the Gufa of the Malacha. Because when you're doing it for the Mitzvah, it's not called getting Hana from this Malacha. So Rashi writes, the reason mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu is because mitzvahs were given la'olat tzavareim as a yoke on our necks. So now we can say, shekol zeh she'amru chachamim mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu are only those mitzvahs that we do because it's a gzeira of Hashem. And these are the mitzvahs chukam mishpat, they have no reason, only given as an ol. And therefore, you're not nana from them. It's not considered hana. But those mitzvahs that are mitzvahs sichlius, like Genev and Kibbutz Aveim, they're not the Glola Tzavareinu. They're not just a yoke on us because we understand why we're doing them. So there, it is considered Hana. So it emerges from this that Asiyas Malacha, the Tzarech Mitzvah Sichlius, is a Malacha Shetzrich Legufa. Because you need it for the Gufa Malacha, because it's considered Hana. Because we don't say Lav Lehanas Nitna, because you understand why you're doing it. So that's, we don't say it's an all. It's only an all if you don't get it. But if you get it, it's not an all. So the Sius Malacha L'Tzarech Mitzvah Sichli is a Malacha Shetzrich L'Gufa. So now we can answer Rashi, because when the father commands his son to be Michal Shabbos, he holds that since his son's going to do the Malacha for Kibbutz Av, it's L'Tzarech Mitzvah. And mitzvahs, lav lehanas nitna. So it's going to be a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and his son's going to be pater. And if the father doesn't have kavana to be, that his son's over on any yisurim, then he's not considered a rasha. And therefore the son should have to listen. So kamashvan the pasuk, no, don't listen to him. You know why? Because it's telling us, punkt the chiddush, of the Kli Chemda. That since Mitzvah Kibbutz Av is a Mitzvah Sichlis, you're allowed to be Nana. And if you're allowed to be Nana, meaning you're allowed to be Nana, it's given for Hana. It's considered Hana. And since it's considered Hana, it's considered a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, and you're Chayav. So that's why you shouldn't listen. The Havamina to listen is not a Rasha. Because he holds that it's a mutter, because he's a shtikal lamdin. And he says that it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Why is it a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Because it's a mitzvah. And mitzvah lav liharetz nidnu, so you can't say you're being nana for the malacha. So kamash malan, don't listen to him, because self calls self, it's an aveira, because since it's a mitzvah sichlis, it's liharetz nidnu and memela, you're going to be nana from this malacha, and it'll be chil shabbos yishalos. So that explains Rashi. Now, let's say another Yishuv and Rashi, that the Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzan and the Shol Meshiv in the Mahadura Revi'ah, in the second volume, he has the first Mahadura, the second Mahadura, the third Mahadura, and each Mahadura has certain numerous volumes, an incredible say for the Shol Meshiv. So in Mahadura Revi'ah Chelik Beis Kuf Chav Ches, he writes on Rashi, why mitzlav lihanas nitnu? Because nidnu lo atzav areinu, like Rashi said, so that's all, because Torah was given b'kfiyas har kegigis. And we have to be Makai Mitzvahs, never mitzlav lihanas nidnu, because they're an all. God put the mountain over our heads. Divrei pichachem chen. So therefore we can say that the mitzvahs that we were given before Matan Torah are not an all. And those are included, Shabbos and Kibbutz Aveim and Dinim. It's Tzavu B'mara. So you didn't need Kfiyas Har, so those aren't given as a yoke. Givaldik, and that's what the Arvei Nachal says. That there's no modal, there's no excuse not to be Mekayim Shabbos, because we were commanded in Mara. Even without the honest of Kfiyas Har, there's no Modar Rabbah L'Rayis, the Gemara Shabbos talks about. As Nachzor, the Devrei Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda says that the reason Melach HaNasis L'Tzarech Mitzvah is Melach HaShena Tzrich L'Guf, because Mitzvah Ab L'Hamitz Nitna. Now in these mitzvahs that were given L'Hanos, so then the mitzvahs are L'Hanos Nitna. The mitzvahs, in other words, that were given Adam and Torah, are L'Hanos. So that we understand what the Havamin is. Your father tells his son to be Mechal Shabbos, you should listen to him. Because the father's not a Rasha. Why is the father not a Rasha? Because like we said before, the father's Svara is that it's going to be a Malach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa. Because he's doing it to please me. As a mitzvah. And a mitzvah, Avlei Hanos Nitna. So it's not considered Hana. And therefore it's not a malacha, so the son should listen to the father. The father is not a Rasha. So kamash malamed not. Don't listen to him. Why? Because Kibbutz Aveim wasn't given b'kfiyah. Kibbutz Aveim was given before Matan Torah. Aibazoi was given lahana. Wasn't an ol. It was given lahana, and therefore the malacha is aser. And that's why the son shouldn't do it. So either, like we said before, the son shouldn't do it because it's a mitzvah sichlis, and it's lav and it's lahanos, or because it was given in mara, and it's lahanos. So it's not going to be a malacha shenit tzrich legufa. Fizeh mikim tzrich to the kushya kasha the beis yis of beis yitzchak, the kasha of the beis yitzchak. Givaldik. What was the kasha of the Beis Yitzchak? He asked about the Havaras Chametz. Since this Havar is L'Tzarech Mitzvah, it's a Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa according to the Rashba. Because L'Tzarech Mitzvah is Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa. The only thing is now we know that it's not a Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa. You know why? Because it's Lahanos Nitno. Why is it Lahanos Nitno? Because when was Pesach given? Mitzrayim. It was given Mitzrayim before Matan Torah. So it wasn't as an all. It's not a yoke. Not a yoke. Because it was only yoke as those given in Har Sinai. So it wasn't given in Har Sinai. It was given before Har Sinai already. So it isn't considered a yoke according to the Yesod of the Sholem Meshiv. That's why when it says in the Torah, B'yom HaRishon, it can't be talking about Pesach itself. I'm going to say that you're allowed to burn the chametz because the Melach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa to burn it because it's L'mitzvah Mitzlav L'Hanus Nitno, because that doesn't apply to mitzvahs that were given before Mamad Har Sinai, and therefore it's Lahanas Nitnu from Lachatzrich Legufer, so it has to be talking about Erev Yamtif. Gevaldik, Gevaldik. And with this, we can explain the Medrash in Eicha Rabba, Parasha Aleph, Simon Choftes. Golsa Yehuda Me'oini. What's meant is Golsa Yehuda Me'oini. Al She'ochlu Chomet B'Pesach. The Yidden ate Chomets on Pesach, Gmadat Omer, Laisochal of Chomets, Shivas Yomim Tochal of Matzis Lechem Oini. Golsi Yudam Me'oini, because they ate chametz. Because oini is lechem oini. And they weren't eating lechem oini, they were eating chametz. So l'chayra, kashe kushis harashba. Aye, there's a moda rabbi loy raisa. I'll call it Torah kula. Mekeben din asinus ha-tari sabekfiya. V'may goli yisrael me artsam. This kasha is brought in the Ein Yankiv on Shabbos Pei Ches Amar Aleph. Since then, how can you say, how can the Medrash say that the Jews went at the Golos because they ate chametz on Pesach? Golos Yudam Me'oni, they didn't eat the lechem oni. They ate chametz. Aye, what about the kasha of the Rashba? The Rashba says there's a Modar Rabbi Loi Raisa. So why b'chal did we get sent into Golos? That's the Ramban we discussed in the past, the beautiful Ramban. So based on what we explain, that the mitzvah of Hashbasis Chametz wasn't given b'kfiya, and this mitzvah, there's no modal, there's no excuse. Oh, we were forced. That's the Gemara says. Since we were forced, we have an excuse why we didn't keep the Torah. And the Rashba says, so if we have an excuse why we didn't keep the Torah, so then why did we go into Golos? The answer is because this wasn't, we have no excuse for this one. Because this wasn't forced on us. The other mitzvahs were forced on us. We can say, Modar Rab, we have an excuse. But this mitzvah wasn't forced, it was given before. So, Golsa Yudam Me'oini, because we ate Chametz on Pesach. Uvzei Yizbar Gamkein, Masha Kamruchas, Umruchazal, Shabbos Kuf Yates on the Beis, Lachov Yishlaim, Ela Beshvil Chil Shabbos. Because on the whole Torah, we have a Modar Rab, but not on Shabbos, which is already given in Mara. No. Shaina Pilpul, Baruch Hashem, Kishmak, and there's a lot more where that came from. So please stay tuned, and Bezrat Hashem, Nireh Od Niflot. Thank you again for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.